Then I remember this mission comes up.
Okay. We're on the third perek, which apparently comes up somewhere else. Besides Shabbos. If you find out, let Gil know. Okay. We're on Daf Chof Gimel, Amud Beis. Okay. So it says, Ein Sodin, you can't capture Dogim from the Bivarim. We're on Chof Gimel, Amud Beis, on the Mishnah. You can't capture fish from the Bivarim. So I'm going to translate Bivarim as enclosures. Because these enclosures of it, you're going to see basically the word changes in relation to the subject.
Caged.
Yeah. So an enclosed, a fish that's enclosed is in like a tank or a pool or something of the likes. Yeah. So a Bivarim. Right? So we're going to be, this is like beyond top. You can't capture fish from let's say some kind of pool on Yom Tov. Ve'ein noisnim lifnei. And you're not allowed to feed them. Rashi says you're not allowed to feed them because they're self-sufficient and it's not necessary. Even according to the people who hold you can do malach for an animal on Yom Tov. Nevertheless, but seeing as they can do it themselves, don't bother. Aval, however, sadin chayav oif, one is allowed to trap some kind of wild, undomesticated animal, and an oaf, and the bird, many bivarim, from the enclosures. We're going to define what enclosures are in the Gemara. But notice them lifnei hamazon. So very good. This is so. Rashi explains that basically what people used to do. They used to reminds me of bees. You know, like you got your beehive or whatever. You encourage like natural things to come. But over here, you don't really encourage them. You basically take wild animals and you put them out in an enclosed area. Right, so basically they are trapped though. So if they're pre-trapped, that's the whole point really. If they're pre-trapped, then it's okay. If not. So good. I just remember what I forgot actually. So why can't you trap on Yom Tov? Right, the question is because it's for the sake of food. Right, why are you trapping this animal? You're trapping this animal because you want to eat it.
You have to trap it before.
Why? Oh, why do you have to, so why do you have to trap it before Yom Tov? So Rashi says basically that's the difference over here. Seeing as you could trap it before Yom Tov, because you could just like leave it in your little fish. You can leave the fish in the fish tank, yeah, like some people do, and then you can take it out on Yom Tov, bang it on the head, and then eat it. Yeah, and but seeing as you could leave it in the fish, you know, you could. But that's not good what I just said, because then it's trapped, right? It's trapped in a fish tank, right? It's confined in your small fish tank, so that if you didn't need to trap it on your itself, you could do it beforehand, right? So there, what's that? It's trapped, yeah, it's pre-trapped, yeah.
What are you doing wrong?
You're not doing anything, that's what I'm saying. That's going to be the whole point, right? We're going to get there, basically. If it'd be a fish tank, that would be fine. But if it would be a pool, then it would be a problem, right? So what you'd have to do, you'd have to put it in your fish tank rather than your pool, right? And so therefore, I said that you could, if Marsha Ain came with shchita and of the like, if you shech, you know, they didn't have refrigeration in the day, and therefore things wouldn't be as geschmack, you know. And so therefore, we allow them. So the Tois was asked a question on him that the. As Rab was saying, we've seen this principle before about, you know, if it's possible to do beforehand or whatever. So that's a principle by Mechshiri Oichel Nefesh. That's like the stage before. You know, if you want to make a shechita knife, in order to slaughter an animal, so Rabbi Yehuda says you could do that in theory, yeah, because it's Mechshiri Oichel Nefesh. And then we make a chiluk between Efshar and Lo Efshar. Yeah, but with Ochel Nefesh, it's a totally different thing. So Tosfos basically sends it to Tosfos earlier in the Masechta, that it says basically it's similar. Trapping is similar to Katsira. And if I vaguely remember that Tosfos is, I think that basically we learn from a Pasuk, basically from Katsira and onwards in the food process is permissible. But anything before that would be prohibited. And I suppose, because Tse doesn't really fit into the agricultural thing, it's similar to Katsira, and therefore you would not be allowed to do it.
Why is that different between fish and
What we're going to say, because that was the point. Because basically, the fish are in a lot. They're not easy to catch. Not easy to catch this fish, and therefore it's not considered trapped. Whereas these birds, whatever, are right. You just could stick your hand in and grab them and easily.
Which was the cow. You're allowed that because the cow is basically trapped.
Oh, okay. So that's good. So what's a domesticated animal? That's a good question. What is there such a thing as being trapped by or untrapped? Should we say? By a domesticated animal. Good point. Okay? So now, and also, so back to the third line of the mission, and noise them with name Mazonos, you can give them Mazonos, right? Because they're not self-sufficient. So since they're not self-sufficient, you're allowed to feed them. Okay. So now, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, in the mission, right, there's basically, we're going to go with it, he's explaining Tanakhama over here. He says, Lo kol ibivorim shovin, not all enclosures are alike, right? So this is basically what we're speaking about. Zerchlal, this is the principle. Kol hamuchusa tzeda, where anything that's lacking is basically untrapped, meaning you got to run after it like a madman. Yeah, is also it's going to be also because then it's not considered trapped. So therefore, you are doing an act of trapping on Yom Tov, which you're not allowed to do, and therefore it's prohibited. V'she'enim chusa tzeda, and something that's not muchusa tzeda, right? That basically it's easy to get it. It's butter on Yom Tov because you're not really trapping, like Richard said. Yosef, Richard says that it's effectively pre-trapped. Okay, Gemara. V'raminu, we got a kasha from a brisa from somewhere else. Yeah, it says beivorim. These beivorim, yeah, shell chaya of wild animals, v'shel oifos and of birds, ein tzodin mehem the Yom Tov. You're not allowed to trap from them on Yom Tov, which is not like our Mishnah, yeah. The ein nosnim lifnehem mazonos, and you cannot give them food either. End of brisa. Now, so focusing on the kasha. So kasha chaya achaya. We've got a kasha of chaya achaya, meaning in our Mishnah said it was permissible with a chaya, and over here it's saying it's also with a chaya. And also kasha oifos oifos. You got a kasha with birds and birds, right? Because in our Mishnah said it was permissible with birds, and over in this brisa it's also so. Says the Gemara, answers, Bishlam, it's okay, chaya, achaya. We can answer chaya and chaya, is lo kasha, why? Ha, Rebbe Yehuda, because one of them is Rebbe Yehuda, right? And one of them, which is basically going to be the Brisa, and ha, Rabbanon, and that is the, and the other one is the Rabbanon, yeah, the Tanan. Then we've got a Mishnah, so this is the Mishnah in Shabbos. Rebbe Yehuda Oimer, Rebbe Yehuda says, a tzad tzipor lemigdal. If a person traps a bird and place and this is on Shabbos, meaning he's transgressing Shabbos over here. So we're talking about he's mechal Shabbos. He takes a bird and he sticks it in a cupboard, right? Some kind of cupboard, yeah. And a tzvi levayis, a tzvi is a chaya, by the way. So tzvi is a chaya, and he puts gets a tzvi from the forest, nips out over there, and shoves it into his house. Levayis is going to be chayav mishum tzeda. Right, on Shabbos. Okay. So, speaks out the Gemara. Labayis hu de mechayev. Right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you put this tzvi, this deer, into a house, you would be chayev for trapping. Aval le beivorim. But if you put it into a beivorim, which is larger than a house, it's a diuk, right? Anything larger than a house, lo. You would not be chayev. Okay?
Beivorim is
outside, so you can
jump
over the fence. Right. It could be, yeah. No, because we're going to see small beivorim, right? So it's a large beivor. Well, that's the answer that we're going to get there. That's the windows they mentioned at that point. The chomim amrim, chomim say, or maybe that's the explanation of Rabbi Yehuda. You could say that. Okay, fine. But Rashi doesn't tell us about that bit. Okay, the chomim say, yeah, tzipor lemigdal. Tzipor is to a migdal. So he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda over here with the bird that you only chayv on trapping a bird if it's in a cupboard. Yeah. But tzvi legina, there's a bit of a girth over, we'll just leave it like this. Tzvi, if you trap it into a gina, into a garden, lachotzer, into a courtyard, or lebevarim, or into this enclosed area, yeah, you would be chayv for trapping on Shabbos. So therefore, basically, quite easy, right? We're going to say that. Over here, we see that the Chachamim say that something in a Beivorim is considered trapped, right? So it could be as Yisrael said, because they're not concerned about jumping over. But Rabbi Yehuda says that if you trap a Tzvi into a, he says only if you strap a svi into a house you're going to be chayev. But if it's anything larger than house, i.e. bevarim, you would be you would not be chayev. You'd be potter. What's that? No, bevarim is bigger than a house. Yeah, you would not be chayev. So therefore, if you're not chayev, that means you're not trapped, right? And if you're not trapped, that's a problem on Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov you need to be pre-trapped, right? So basically, that would be the price.
What Yehuda says, you can do ophos and svi.
We're not doing ophos. We're going to deal with now.
In this price, we just said ophos and svi, right?
Correct.
So why separate it? This price.
You're going to see that. Look for the. We're going to discuss exactly this point. Ella ophos are ophos, but with regards to birds and birds. Right, can we use this to resolve the question between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Is a kasha. The Chi Tema, if you want to suggest, let's do the same kind of thing. Ha namilo, right? The Chi Tema ha namilo kasha. This is not a kasha either. Ha biva, is makoira. You want to tell me that? No. Over here, we're talking about a biva with a roof on. So that's why in our Mishnah, right? We're talking about a roofed enclosed area. You have a harbor viva, she'ina makura, and the Bryce was talking about with a biva, yeah, an enclosed area that doesn't have a roof on. So that will be the right, but you can't say that. Why? Ha bias that bias that is kabiva makura. A bias is basically a fancy, you know, enclosed area with a roof on, nice tiles and red bricks. Yeah, domi is similar. It's right. It's okay. Obeying the Rebbe Yehuda, and whether according to Rebbe Yehuda, obeying the Rabbanon, and whether according to the Rabbanon, what do they both say? If you look in the Mishnah in Shabbos, it says Sipor Lamigdal, right? So the Sipor Lamigdal, that is considered trapping. You're only chayev on Shabbos if you capture the bird to a cupboard. Yeah, but any right in then you will be chayev. But if it's anything larger than that. The bias low. To a bias, you would not be chayav because it's too, come to my house and you'll see there's lots of birds flying around. If they didn't like people and it fly on your head, then you wouldn't be able to catch them. But, okay, so that was not going to answer. So basically, we still got a stu, because basically, Rebbe Yehuda and the Chavir agree on birds over there. They only said you only chayav on trapping a bird if you do it to a cupboard. Okay, so what's pshat? So, I'm a Rabba Barav Huna, says Rabba Barav Huna. Hachabatsipa drawer asking on. Here we're dealing with a drawer, a sipa drawer. We're going to explain what sipa drawer is.
Where's here?
In the Brysa. A sipa drawer is considered not trapped, yes. Here is the Brysa. Well done, Brad. Asking on. She'enu mekabeles, it doesn't accept upon itself moros, a leader. It's not prepared to be trained. He will always remain wild. Yeah, the Tana de Bereshmoel. That we've got a brisa from the house of Rebbe Yishmael. So Lama Nikra Shema, why is it called a tzipor drawer? Right? Why does it get the name drawer? The drawer bird. Yeah? Yeah. Shadora, that it lives, Baboyis, in the house, like it lives, Kibasada, like it lives in the field, which is, as we know in Abbot Shalom, it's like a mouse. Yeah? A mouse basically comes out from the field and it comes into the shul, unless you trap it, yeah, with some kind of like sneaky thing, nice smelling food or whatever. But you know, but basically you can't just run and catch, you know, catch them so easily. So therefore, it can live wherever it wants. It can self shop, yeah, wherever it wants. So this sort of with this bird, yeah, it's always, even if it would be in an enclosed area, unless it was like a cupboard or something, it's going to be considered untrapped. So the only way to trap. That's the brisa. Okay. Hashta the Isi Lahochi. Well, it's not really the brisa because we'll see. We're going to do a cheshbon now. Hashta the Isi Lahochi. Now that you've come to this, you've made a distinction. You say, you know what? We're talking about over here different kinds of birds, right? We're talking about chicken. Yeah, a chicken are quite easy to catch. So even if you've got it in a beaver, yeah, and one's talking about a tipo draw. Yeah, so chaya nami. So now let's use a similar answer to make a chiluk between chaya on chaya. Before we wanted to make it as a machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. We don't normally, you know, this is going to go into this opinion, this is going to this opinion. But now, once we're making a distinction, we prefer to make a distinction in the following way than rather make a machlokus tanaim. Lo kasha, ha biva cotton. One is talking about a biva cotton, meaning our Mishnah, yeah, in Beitza, is talking about a biva cotton, right? And also the according to the Chachamim in Shabbos, that they say if you would catch a tzvi to a bivar, to an enclosed area, you would be chayav, so it is considered trapped. Yeah, so that is talking about a small enclosed area. Yeah, haba bivar gadol, and this is talking about the braisa that we brought, is talking about a bivar gadol, so therefore, even if it's in enclosed, yeah, if you go in there, you still would not be able to catch it so easily. Okay, now we're going to ask, so now this is what we've been waiting for. Heichi dami beaver cotton. What is a beaver cotton? What's the, you know, the dimensions? Yeah, and heichi dami beaver cotton. And what is the dimensions or the nature of a large enclosed area? So we're going to have three pshatim. Now, first one. Amar Rav Ashi, says Rav Ashi, kol heicha, wherever, de is a prefix, rohit, that you can run. Abasra, Aleph is a prefix, Basra after it, yeah, for Moti, and you can basically arrive or catch it over here in context. La, Bechad, Bez, right, prefix, Chad, and one, Shichya. So Shichya normally means like to bow, right, Mishtacha there. Well, maybe it means basically one lunge, right, you can catch it in one lunge, okay, or some people say one sprint, yeah. Beaver cotton, that's a beaver cotton. Basically, if you can catch it in one shot, that will be considered a beaver cotton. And anything larger than that, yeah, the idach and the other one would be a beaver goddle. Would be beaver goddle. Okay, that's one answer. Inami, alternative definition is kol heicha, anywhere, the ika, where there is, ukti. There's little corners, little places to get away from for the animal to go into. Yeah, is a beaver goddle. That would be beaver goddle because basically it's not so easy to catch it. But edak and something that's not like that, basically it's just an open space without corners, yeah, would be a beaver cotton.
What's ukti, did you say?
Ukti means corners. Corners. And this, that's how Rashi translates it. Okay. Inami, third answer. Yeah. Kol heicha, wherever there is, danafli, that it falls, the tula, the shade or the shadows. Decoisly, right, Dalit is the prefix of the walls, and added it together, right? Tula is shade. Basically, it's like sukkah, right? Basically, of the walls together, basically, it's not so bright in there. That would be a beaver cotton, right? The idach beaver godel, and the rest would be a beaver godel. Okay, we're just going to do a teeny little bit more because it just kind of summed this up. Yeah, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, lo kol abivorin shovin, kule. Not all bivorin are alike. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Okay, we got the statement. Halacha ke Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. He was the one who gave the principle, right? That, you know, it depends. Yeah, so Amalei Abaye, system Abaye, halacha mikhal de pligi. So you're saying the halacha is like him, so you're saying the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. That means he's not like somebody else. And I don't see over here necessarily, yeah, that they are arguing. Maybe Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is explaining Tanakama. If you read the Mishnah, maybe Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is just horrifying. Well, yeah, so why do you need to paskin like him? Because basically everyone agrees. There's no argument over here. So Rabbi Yosef replied to him, Amalei, my nafkalach mina. What's the nafkamina anyway? I said the halach is like him, so who cares if they argue or they don't argue? Well, it doesn't affect you. Yeah, but so Abai says back, says, Amalei, he says to him, Gomorrah is going to be like a zimurta tehei. It's going to be like a song. So a song, right, sometimes, as long as it sounds good, it's fine. It doesn't really always matter if all the words are totally correct, whatever. So sometimes you know there's a bit of poetic license over there with a song, whatever. So you're trying to say, we have to be exact with Torah. So we need to be medayek. Okay, we will stop here.